Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Did you hear the introit of today's Mass? Amazing in its simplicity. Jesus entered a village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. So simple and little, isn't it? No slaying of dragons, or levitating of starships, or social revolutions. Just, she welcomed him into her home. And yet, this is the most important thing we can ever do in our day and in our life. Sure, we want to do other good and great things, and we can, but without this, without welcoming Jesus into our home and our life, all we do will always be stunted, transitory, and poor. And it's not just a spiritual heart thing. St. Teresa of Avila specifically talks about how having images of Jesus in our home not only tells others of our love for him, but encourages us and guides us also on seeing them, on seeing our beloved who loves us, who is there, and who is part of our home and our day. Maybe this is a good time for us to reflect on the images we have in our home and see if we can better enthrone him, the central point of every day. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whose Son was pleased to be welcomed in St. Martha's house as a guest, grant, we pray, that through her intercession, serving Christ faithfully in our brothers and sisters, we may merit to be received by you in the halls of heaven. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.